All right, guys, so on this one, I want to talk about pre-roll ads. So on the previous video, we talked about in-feed articles, or in-feed ads, sorry, and search-based ads, okay? And I want to talk about pre-roll ads. Now, this is an ad, for example, if you click a video, those ads that appear like before you can watch the video, right? If this one's showing, this one's not showing one. Actually, the one show you one, hopefully this shows up. Yeah, this is going to be a pre-roll ad, so an ad that appears before you can actually watch a video, and you need to click skip after 5 seconds to be able to watch it, right? This is a pre-roll ad. And this is one we're running for our SaaS currently. It's under 2 minutes. And the goal is to make people actually want to try our service. So this video is just a call to action to our product, our SaaS, sorry. Now, I won't say this is the best ad ever, right? But the whole purpose of this is to test things. Do this ad. If you see the click-through rates are good, keep on doing it. Iterate on the message. If it sucks, do another one. So I want to show you a bit on how this ad is. Hopefully the sound is on. If not, I'll add it on post-production. So this is the ad.
Right, so this is an ad, so stick with me here for 30 seconds. If you want to learn how to use an AI writer to write better SEO-optimized content that actually ranks on Google and that actually delivers results like you want to see on screen, watch this till the end. If not, just skip it. But essentially, what I want...
So first things first is I called them out. I called out my ICP, my ideal client profile. Firstly, I try to make it light, saying, oh, this is an ad, so people like... Sort of like not a joke, but sort of a connection to break the ice, right? Then I called out the ICP, right? If you want to write AI SEO content using an AI writer, so super specific, right? People that don't know what SEO is, people don't know what an AI writer is, they won't care for this. They'll just click skip and don't waste my precious dollars clicking the ad to try it out, right? I want to make sure I let people know who this is not for, by saying in specific who this is for, right? Then I show them a bunch of case studies, right? I want to show them proof and unreliable proof over and over again so they actually see these works, right?
This AI SEO writer, people, they use it, achieve results like the ones here on screen. This guy, Luca, even shared it on LinkedIn, right? Then SEMrush commented.
Right, show the results.
And they use the tool used, the AI SEO writer used is called Journalist.
And then I choose the tool, right? Pretty simple, pretty straightforward, super raw, right? With a Loom, I prefer these types of videos. I've found throughout the years that the best videos are the ones that look the more personal, right? People see your face, not really HD. Maybe you stumble upon your words a bit, but of course you still convey the message, right? It looks raw. You look like a friend of theirs. And as you know, people connect with people and people buy from people, right? It's not just, this isn't like those ads you see on YouTube, like super corporate with music in the background, beautiful people, right? It's not, it's just a simple guy on YouTube with a hat, with a shitty camera recording a video saying, listen, this is what my software does. It's for these people. These are the results. If you don't try it out, go for it, right? And this is the ad, basically. I won't play it right now, but I show you how the articles look like. I show how the product looks like, and then I tell them they can get a coupon if they go to the site and ask the coupon here. Okay, that's basically it. Okay, that's the ad. Super simple. And I even added here this chronometer to try and make people more engaged. Okay, and that's basically it, right? Now, am I saying this ad will work forever? Am I saying this ad is working right now, or that I won't have to do any changes? No, right? This ad and this creative will obviously need to be changed in about a week, 2 weeks time. Your goal is to be constantly trying iterating new creatives, okay? But just know that this works, okay? And again, if you have some budget to spend on ads, we tried Google Ads, didn't really work out for us, and YouTube ads are sort of working. People are clicking and people are getting introduced to our brand more and more, right? And the great thing about YouTube ads that you can do with YouTube ads is target existing audiences. So I can choose to only show this ad to people who've previously seen any video on my channel, okay? That's super powerful because someone who's seen a video on my channel knows my face, right? And I appear here with a big face, right? They know, oh, I've seen this guy before. What does he have to say, right? And the cost of advertising to an existing audience, right, a warm audience, is much lower than advertising to a cold audience. So I recommend if you're running any type of ads, any type of Google or YouTube ads, let's talk about YouTube right now, is that you run it through people who've at least watched one video on your channel. Now, it's quite simple to do this in Google Ads. You can find it on YouTube, a tutorial. My goal here isn't to teach you those little things, but it's what my recommendation is, right? Again, pre-roll ads, right? I've showed you how to do search-based ads and the placement in feed ads, but I want to show you this as well because they can work. Now, I'm saying this works for you. Maybe not. Maybe search-based ads work for you and this doesn't, right? But I do want to give you all the tools you can have to succeed, okay? Again, if you're doing one of these ads, make sure to show your face, right? Record with your camera, make it light, try to make a joke, and call out the ICP. You don't want to spend money on the wrong people. You don't want the wrong people to understand your message. Wrong. You want to make sure that the right people understand your message, right? So every single click you have has the highest likelihood of buying it, okay? That's it. That's the video, and I'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.